What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Support for the Bubba Army Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Manscaped, the leaders in male grooming. Their fourth generation performance package absolutely changed the grooming game, along with their refined body wash to round out your hygiene routine. Join the nearly 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped for their shower time routine by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba. Have you smelled Manscaped's refined body wash, fellas? The ladies love their signature scent. You and your boys will be so fresh and so clean when you start off your self-care routine with the ultimate body wash. Keep the grooming game going with the Performance Package 4.0, and inside this package, you'll find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, Weed Whacker and Nose Trimmer, Crop Preserver and Ball Deodorant, Crop Reviver Toner, Performance Boxer Briefs, and a travel bag to hold all the goodies. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker to chop your worst weeds up the top of your nose and ears. Nothing's worse than that nose hair. Again, get 20% off and free shipping with code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. Keep your balls trimmed, fresh, and clean with Manscaped.
Hello, and welcome. It's Off the Rails. Oh, wow. That's big. It's a lot of Anna. Happy Friday. It feels like this week was a long one. I'm glad it is seeing its conclusion. But the bad thing about Friday is it's actually pretty close to Monday.
Oh,
which
yeah.
No one likes, but that's okay. I am very excited for this weekend. I live with you now, pretty much. We're moving quick, folks. It took me a while to get warmed up, you know, maybe like a year and a half to, you know, the idea of a relationship. But now that I'm in the relationship, I live there now, pretty much. I have moved out of my home. I'm getting angry with myself because not that I'm trying to move in with you, but the fact that I spend so much fucking time at your place and I'm about to be spending $150 more each month for a place I barely use. I'm just like, it's fine. And we both certainly right now just need to take it slow. The reason why I usually stay with Blitz each weekend, that's not out of the ordinary, but
right.
we had some guests at my place this weekend, some guests, including a toddler. Now,
yeah, Reagan had a kid.
Reagan has a child.
Instant toddler.
Yes. No, she doesn't. Her cousin is visiting and bringing his son, who is between a baby and a kid is what they call a toddler.
Okay.
It's about when the kid, you are a toddler past the year of like one, or maybe when you start walking, which means you can start causing more problems. That's usually, I think, when toddlerhood begins, is when the child starts walking. Now, I just made this up in my head. I don't actually know. I don't really know anything about child development. I have no interest in having a child. I want an otter. We'll get to that a little bit later. So there will be a toddler staying with us at my place this weekend. And I started doing baby math in my head, and I go, well, let's see. I don't know a lot about kids, but I do know that toddlers like to do lots of things. One of them is scream. One of them is scream.
It's they one like of their to, favorite pastimes.
They like to scream. I know that the terrible twos is a thing. They don't seem to, they don't really have a sense of like empathy. You know, it's just pretty much about them till the age of, I want to say about 4 or 5. I've never seen like a 3-year-old go, you first, go ahead. They don't really do that. That's not really what happens.
When does that start? Up there.
Oh yeah. I was like, what is it? What are you looking at? Lizzo's Big Girls. I think it already started.
Oh.
I think it already started. I kind of want to check out an episode just to see, just to, you know,
I'd be
keep my
down
head in.
To checking out part of an episode.
Okay. Yeah, you really want to fucking watch. I know you do. Mm. You're interested.
No.
So this toddler will be at my place right now, and I didn't know how it would interfere. Like, what if the toddler is going to be spending the night in the living room, and then Anna gets up at, you know, 5 in the morning and wakes up the toddler. Now the toddler is screaming, and everyone is mad.
Do you like what you see?
So I feel like toddlers aren't really like morning people. I don't think they're when they're awake people. You know what I mean? Like, they do what they want to do, but if they're disrupted in any sort of way, they can't really power through.
Have
feel
you
like,
seen the toddler yet?
No, I haven't seen the toddler. I just heard that a toddler was coming, and...
Oh, he's kind of cute.
He is.
He's actually really cute. Maybe. That kid.
Good. See ya.
Yeah. Well, I just didn't know. I don't know. And some children are more well behaved than others. So I don't know what they're all about. And I don't want to disrupt the toddler. And I certainly don't want the toddler to disrupt me. So I just thought it was best for me to take myself completely out of the equation. So Reagan is like, hey, this was a few weeks ago. Hey, can this, you know, my cousin and his child come and stay with us? You know, and there's a huge difference between visiting a kid or having the kid visit you and then like staying with you.
Sure.
Because I'm like, I take a shower at a certain time. What if the toddler shits himself and then they need to use the bathroom when I mm-hmm. usually take a shower, you know, whatever. So I said, you know what? You take the house. I'm gonna go to Blitz's. So I asked Blitz, I'm like, hey, there's a baby staying in my house. Can I stay at your house? He said, yes, no problem. I said, awesome. Done. So that's what's going on. At my house right now, but this weekend for us, I will be meeting your family.
Yes.
Now,
some
of your family members. Yeah. Now, I've briefly met your brother and his girlfriend, very briefly.
A year and a half ago for
in a car line at Kevin's car line thing.
Yeah, a year and a half ago.
I think I peeped into the back seat and I said hello to your nephews.
You didn't tell me. Did you ask him, do you like what you see?
No.
Oh, thank God.
I will never, ever, not only will I never say that to a child, I'll never say that to anybody ever the fuck again. God forbid they start crying or throwing a fit or something. It's just, I can't, I have to just believe that was a one-off and that's not like a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm grotesquely, disgustingly ugly. I'm sure there'll be lovely comments in chat to, you know, tell me otherwise, but whatever. So this weekend we are going to go visit your family. In addition, it's like a bigger thing than just your family thing, right?
Yeah.
But your family, some family members will be there.
Yes.
I'm especially excited, not especially, but especially.
Not with an X?
Just for those who may not know, there's no X in especially.
Right.
I know there's a C in there somewhere, but it's just in an especially, but some people really like to put the X, the emphasis on the invisible
yes.
X.
So there's a silent letter, but also there's also invisible letters.
Yes, this is not a silent letter. This is an invisible letter because there's no X in especially. It's especially. And you don't, when someone says especially, being, now I'm not really, I don't want to say I'm a grammar Nazi or a word Nazi, but it's like a agitation when someone keeps saying a word wrong and you're like, that's how you
I agree. Like, I, you know, like whatever, people misspell things, they use the wrong word here and there, who cares? But like, there's a few things, like the wrong use of there.
Yes,
I can't stand, because it's so easy to not mess
it up. I know. And sometimes when I'm like really tired and I'm just like typing really fast, it'll come out wrong and I'll always reread it and then immediately like double asterisk and use like possessive there instead of whatever, you know.
Yeah.
But it's a quick, I'm like, I'm not I'm not Renaissance. Like, I know the difference. It was just a fucking weird slip up.
Yeah. And like, so like, if it's me and you texting or like close friends, like, who cares? But like, if it's like a business, like, I've seen like business emails, like, people.
Oh, that use, there's no excuse.
Oh, it's the worst.
There's no excuse. If it's anything work related, you should not be abbreviating, you know, Y-O-U to a U. Like, there's no how much, what are you doing with all the extra time you're saving by, you know, not putting two letters there? Like,
or
I
like
don't know.
It says two, two, and two. People use the wrong twos. Like, there's, it's yeah. Like hard words and like hard things, like, eh, whatever, like, fine. But there's a few things that are just so easy.
Unless you are fresh off the boat, like fresh off the boat from wherever, Thailand or Vietnam, there's just no excuse. Get it together, please, God. So I'm very excited to meet your mother. Of what I know about her, she's a very sweet and sensitive soul.
Yeah.
I'm, you know, the exact opposite of me. So I'm excited. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to meet her. She seems like a lovely lady. I'm excited to meet your brother for real, not just like in a car line.
And I've paid this lady a lot of money to pretend like she's my mom this weekend. So.
Yeah. So that's great. Awesome. Because God forbid I met your real mom. That would be a disaster. Actually, during the break, I was kind of going over with you what's okay and not okay to bring up on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's fine to like piss off a coworker, but when that coworker is also your spouse, you kind of want to just be a little extra careful because those problems go home with you. Because I live with him now. I'm moving in. I've moved in. What am I talking about? All my shit's there. Bitch, I got pots and pans there.
I heard you're baking dinner tonight because you're a
baker. I'm a baker. I said I'm making dinner and you're going to like it. I'm also baking him a surprise cake in the next couple weeks. I was thinking, I don't want to throw this out there because then I feel like there's going to be a lot of expectations. So I'm not saying this is 100%, but this is also the week we come back from Denver, so I may be a little bit tired. But I kind of wanted to like start maybe making things for Bubble 199.
Oh.
Because then, you know, I can make people try my stuff and I'm a baker and, you know, everybody brings.
So you're going to make a cake?
Yeah, but
what kind?
I can't tell you. It's
Damn
a surprise.
It.
It's a surprise. But I'm thinking I might start incorporating, forcing other people to try my stuff just so I get more reps in. You know, I don't want it to wait for birthdays because it's like we got 6 birthdays in May and then none for the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Lummies is in July and then that's it. So I need to have like a constant reason to. And I feel like just bringing a cake in on a random day might be nice, but it's kind of weird. I kind of want to make it so it's like when there's a little bit of a party thing. And since Big Red does a lot of the cooking and the Nash Brothers and... people bring, you know, food to eat. I thought maybe it would be nice if I complimented it with a homemade or semi-homemade baked good because I'm a baker. That's what bakers do.
Just one thing, though, please. Don't burn it like Big Red did.
I understand that that's probably a heat getter. I definitely got the full report of the Bubble 199 when I came back from Wedding Part 1 last week. And I feel really, really bad for Big Red that happened because apparently...
Don't feel bad for Big Red. Feel bad for us. We had to eat burnt ribs.
Stop making me feel bad. The motherfucker was here for like 12 hours.
Well, maybe he should have been here for 14.
Poor guy. Does so much work pro bono.
Big Red knows I'm ribbing him.
Did you just rib the rib?
I didn't
mean
to.
You just ribbed the rib.
But like, no, they were like, whatever. They're fine, Big Red. They were good.
I feel so bad because the man tries so hard and he's a human being and human beings fuck up sometimes. And I heard it was like a last minute fuck up. Like,
yeah, that's
it was like a last 20 minute.
That's
fuck
the worst
up.
Part. They would have been perfect. And then like the way he put them on and just, you know, let a few more minutes extra and they were burnt. Like, and that's the part that really sucks is like, it's literally a few minute thing.
Yeah. When you lose, you want to lose by a big amount. Like in a game, you want to be like, oh, it was a sweep. Like we lost bad. We lost by 1 point.
Yeah, not we were doing great and then like something happened and
they got a 3-pointer in the last 5 seconds and we lost the game. That fucking blows. Yeah, you want to lose by
a large
amount.
They were still fine. There was a couple burnt spots, but you could eat around it. They were good. Thanks,
see, it's not so bad.
No, that was good.
So I will hopefully, I don't know about this Bubble 199 because it's going to be a bit of a fiasco when we come back.
Yes, it is.
And I was like, I knew kind of why you were hoping you could not go to L.A. the following.
Of course.
Because we're going to get back late Monday night and then have an intense week. And then you would have had to fly back out west. That would have been a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of laughing inside, but I'm like, I ain't saying shit. Like, this isn't my deal. I'm not going to be like, that's going to be really hard to... I was just like, shut the fuck up. Do your thing. Whatever.
Yeah.
So I get that. I kind of wish Bubba 199 was pushed back 1 week.
Me too. Because when he originally, we talked about it, he's like the 20th. I'm like, that's perfect.
Yes. And that's basically exactly a month from the last one.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be nice. Now, what does Lummy have that's so...
I guess, so... Remember that concert he like wanted me to help do whatever the Memorial Day weekend?
Oh, yeah, Alabama
Slamma.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forget what it's called, but like whatever that was.
Is that the one he's writing to the people Wolfie and stuff for?
No.
That's a different one?
That's a different one.
Okay.
I guess he was mistaken on the date. It's not the week after, it's the week before. And so he needs the 20th either. Well, he needs like he can't be there for 199. I don't he might need the show off too. I'm not sure, but
wouldn't it make more sense? Isn't it usually Memorial Day weekend that they would have a big concert like that?
Yes.
But this is the week before Memorial Day?
Yes. Me and Lemmy talked about this the other day. He's like, I said, I don't either. Like,
that's really stupid.
It's really dumb.
But it is what it is.
Like, it's not his call.
No. So we've now adjusted Bubba 199 to be on Friday the 13th, I believe.
That is correct.
Which is going to be a little bit rough. I also will be missing my third stripe jujitsu test because it's going to be on May 7th. So I have to make that up probably on May 14th. So it's going to be just a little bit of a fiasco. So I can't promise a cake that week, but it will be coming soon. If not, I'll just do it the following week and say it was for Jay's birthday. Because his is on the 21st, right?
Yeah.
So there you go. Boom. Boom, Willie. So I did kind of want to get into...
And then Dan's birthday is like 2 weeks after that.
I know, June 2nd. Listen, I got this all planned out in my head. But I'm because I'm a baker now, I want everyone... I'm a baker. I am. Fuck, I am. And I've been looking up ways to like make it better, make it more moist. And I was telling Blitz, I'm like, I just came up with my own recipe. Because I've made, what, like two cakes now? I'm good. Yeah. I'm a baker.
So last night, we were talking, and you're like, hey, I'm going to bake you a cake. And I said, that's great. What kind? Well, I'm not going to tell you. She goes, and I'm making it myself. I said, well, from a recipe? Well, no, I'm an expert at baking now, so I'm going to start making my own stuff. I'm like, oh, great. Great. Yeah, because after never cooking a thing in your life, you've done two cakes now, you're an expert.
A fucking expert. Listen, buddy, it's going to be great. It's a little pieces, parts from a few different things. It's a few pieces, parts from a few different things that I'm putting together in my head. Sounds great. You've told me, you know, some of the things that you enjoy eating, some of the sweet things you enjoy eating. Not a chocolate guy. So I'm trying to take that and I'm trying to, it's much, very much like art. This is my expression of something that you voiced that you liked.
Well, OFF's in the chat said a little bit ago that we definitely need desserts on 199. She's willing to try anything you make.
She's the sweetest.
She can't wait.
I love it. So, yes, and listen, it's going to be great. It's going to be lovely, and I can't wait. I am very excited for Denver next week.
Me too.
I can't believe, like, my birthday is this soon.
I know.
And I'm not really, like, a birthday gal. I know some people have, everyone has a birthday. Some people have birth weeks, and some people even have birth months.
Mm-hmm.
They claim a 12th of the year for their celebration of their birth. Every year, which is a little bit excessive in my opinion.
Yeah.
So last year was great. I had a great time at my birthday hang.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really intense. And that wasn't anyone's fault. That's just, you know, you invite a bunch of people, they all come, and you don't want to ignore anybody. So I just felt like it was like just a lot.
And you were the one that like set the entire thing up.
Oh yeah, totally. I had not thrown or had a birthday party since I want to say like my 21st birthday. So and to be honest with you, after I graduated college, I really didn't have enough friends to have like a birthday party, like enough friends in one place to invite to a birthday party. So last year I'd been in Florida for about 5 years. And to be honest, this is the most thriving social life I've had since college. And in my opinion, it's better than college because these are more meaningful friendships. Many of my college relationships were just like, hey, let's get fucked up together sort of relationships. Now, those were fun and they served their purpose, no doubt. I have a lot of fond memories of college, But a lot of those were not really like long-lasting, deep, quality-filled relationships and friendships. It was mostly just, let's get fucked up and whatever. But now, many of my friends I hang out with when we're not drinking and hanging out, and I get to talk with them. We go to coffee. We'll go to brunch. I'm big on brunch. I'm big on having a good group of girlfriends, which is something that I've tried to stress to, you know, other people in my life. I work with all men. I love guys. I'm not a feminazi. I love dudes, but it is so, so important. And vice versa with guys. It's so important to have guy friends or a group of guys that you can kind of chill with. They're just, it's a different, there's certain things you just can't say in front of the other sex usually. And it's just really nice to have girl time and girl friends. And now that I have a really good group of girlfriends, my friends are very, very important to me. And Blitz will tell you, like, I'm like, I'm hanging out with so-and-so. Like, we planned it. It's happening. You do your thing. You go to the airport and jerk off for fireworks, or like, whatever.
Go to Dan's house this weekend.
Go to Dan's house. Go to Jay's. Like, whatever you want to do. But if I make plans with my girlfriends, like, I got to stick to it. They're really, really important to me. So last year I had this, it wasn't just girls, obviously, but I had a big group of people come out and it was so nice to see everybody. But I was just so exhausted and like drained after that. Mm-hmm. So this year, and it's kind of a big one, 35, all I just keep thinking is like, oh, extra chromosomes. Like that's all that's in my head, but I have to get that out of my head, get that out of my head. You're more than just a number. So I decided we have a 4-day weekend. I was like, I want to get in a plane and go somewhere.
Yeah.
So we decided on Denver for various reasons. It's kind of boring.
We looked at a few places, but...
Looked at a few places. This was the most affordable. Neither one of us had been. Blitz really wanted to go to the mountains. So I'm like, fuck it. Let's go to Denver. I have some friends there. Now, in retrospect, maybe... Mm-hmm. Maybe not the best idea to make all these announcements of... where I'm going, because when you're planning, well, here's the thing. First, we wanted to stay with friends to save money. That was the first thing. Mm-hmm. So you kind of have to announce that you're going so that they can either say yes or no. But then when they pretty much say no by ignoring you, and then a week later they go, hey, are you still coming to Denver? And you're like, yeah. And they're like, we should get together. And now you go, oh, you fucked me. I wanted to stay with you because I wanted to stay in your house.
Yeah.
Now we got a hotel, whatever, but you still want to hang out. Mm-hmm. Now, when you're only there for, if you're there for a month, fine, but if you're only there for like 3-4 days,
right,
it's a little bit stressful, but you've already made the announcement. You can't back out on it, and it's people you don't see often.
Who?
I can't.
I can.
Yeah, I know. Can I borrow the car?
I was going to say, I'll drop you off.
Yeah, I know. I feel bad. But I do want to see some friends that I saw that I have out there.
Yeah, one that you saw a few days ago.
One I saw a few days ago. I'm thinking about maybe reducing the two dinner thing to a one dinner thing. We'll see. Don't give me that look. I feel bad. You can see I feel bad. That's why I'm bringing it up. I feel bad because I kind of just wanted it to be... us.
Right.
And again, when you're thinking about, oh, I can see all these friends, then you realize, well, shit, I just kind of want to go hiking and have dinner and lay low.
Yeah.
But yes, yeah, so I'm saying it like that. I agree with you.
Well, you can do whatever you want. I got the car.
Damn it. So
they have Uber out in Denver.
Be nice to me.
I'll pay for the Uber.
Thank you.
Maybe, depending on how far away it is.
Yeah. Maybe I'll have someone pick me up. But we're kind of, or at least I'll speak for myself, kind of in this little predicament mm-hmm. where, you know, you kind of make almost too many plans and then you go, you start doing the math and you go, that doesn't really leave a lot of time for. But listen, it is what it is. I have a friend now who is in kind of in a situation where, you know, she wanted to do her own thing over the weekend, and the weekend was kind of supposed to be about her. I don't want to give away too many details, but, you know, she kind of got pressured into like having more of a like high intensity time.
Mm-hmm. Like a group orgy.
Yeah, like a group orgy. And she's like, I just kind of wanted to chill. And the weekend's really about her. And now it's kind of like this thing where it's really just not what she imagined. And mm-hmm. she kind of just wanted to like lay low. And I've talked about this extensively in the past, but there's been a switch. Something has changed in my brain where not only do I like going to clubs less frequently, I don't like going to them at all. I don't think I ever want to go back to a club in my life, which is weird because that was a huge part of my life for well over a decade. Now, obviously, I wasn't going to clubs at the same frequency at the age of 33 as I was at 21, but I mean, it went from like, it's like I'd have a night out every, you know, month and a half, 2 months to... And I never, ever, ever want to go to a club again. I think a big part of that is our sleep schedule.
Absolutely.
At 10 o'clock, I'm getting kind of sleepy. By 11, I'm really fucking tired. And that's when people start to go out.
Speaking of, like, so one of your friends that we're going to go see in Denver, we saw this past weekend. And she's like, hey, we can have dinner at 8. And we both, like, not doing the math right. We're like,
that's six.
Yeah, that's like 5-6 o'clock our time. That'll work out good. And then
it occurred to me.
Thought about it, and we're like, wait a second.
We did the math wrong.
10 our time.
No, I was like, no.
There's no way.
No, we not only is it 10 p.m. and that's way too late to have dinner, but it's 10 p.m. for us. We fell asleep at 9:01. We were in bed at 9:01 last night.
That was so nice.
Yes, we had a little TT9. I loved it very, very much. I was thinking about doing it again tonight, but then I'm like, nope, that's how habits start, and I don't want to end up in rehab next year. No, so
we'll take one day off.
Okay, one day off. That sounds good. So I love quarter dance. Seriously, and it was a fat quarter too. Thank you for giving me the bigger piece.
Yeah, no problem.
Appreciate you, dude. I felt like $1 million today. I woke up, and as soon as I woke up, it's good when you don't like. When you don't fucking move, like you wake up in the same position you went to bed, like there's nothing has changed. You're like literally just like a dead carcass and you just awaken from the dead and you just go, fuck yeah. I didn't even wake up to go to the bathroom, which
That's
I
crazy.
Do every single night. Every single night, at least once, sometimes even twice, wake up to go to the bathroom. I barely even had to pee. I'm like, I don't know what this is doing to me, but I fucking love it.
Mm-hmm.
I went from Cokehead to Xanhead, and it is great. I love Xanax. I'm like, does Xanax need a spokesperson? I'm like, no. They're the best. Everybody knows they're the best. That's why you have rappers like Lil Xan, because Xan's so fucking great. God. It's a benzodiazepine, right?
Yes.
The best. So grateful. But we were also talking about using and abusing and the differences last night.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was trying to give myself a pep talk by, you know, talking to Blitz about it. I'm like, you know, that's how people form habits. He's like, yeah. And I go, you know, I used to really like being awake. That was my thing. Like, I was like, oh, I want to be up. You guys get it. I want to be up. Now I want to be down. I want to go to bed. I want to just sleep because I feel like there's a lot of amazing things that have happened since I started working at the BRN. But the one thing it has completely destroyed is my sleep schedule. Like,
oh, of course.
Sleeping is a thing now. Like, I stress about it. I'm like, I'm not going to have enough energy. When am I going to nap? I have to go to bed now. It's 10 o'clock. I have to wake up at 5. Like, oh my God, it's 11:30. And then you start stressing about not getting sleep. And then you can't sleep. And so sleeping is a fucking ordeal now. And even Bubba says, like, mornings suck. He was telling Shannon. He was like, mornings fucking suck.
Mm-hmm.
And they do. Because, obviously, you do the math backwards. You have to have dinner at 5 or whatever. You know, you can't eat dinner like maybe. Some people can eat and go to bed right away. I cannot. Yeah. I have to like sit up and digest.
Some people wake up in the middle of the night and eat handfuls of candy. And
no, no one does that.
No.
Do they chip their teeth? Only on chicken wings. Only on chicken wings with a bone. Yeah, I don't know how the fuck Dan goes to bed after he has a shit ton of sugar.
I could do that, no problem.
But okay, well, sometimes I think like the Diacos are like genetic freaks as well.
Well, they are.
That too. But that's a separate thing. So, I love Xanax. It's amazing. I don't take it every day, but it is certainly a conscious effort to because then I think about this, right? On the way into work, I'm driving into work and I'm just like, so you're telling me, like in my head, I'm like, so you're telling me I could feel this good every day. Woo!
So someone said in the chat, Xanax isn't for sleep, and they're right. Like technically it's not
anti-anxiety,
right? However, when you don't take it very often, it does make you tired and it helps you sleep. So They actually do prescribe it to help people sleep as well.
Here's the thing. For me and for a lot of people, you get anxious about not being able to sleep. Or sure. You're anxious about something the following day or something you did the day
before.
Yeah,
your mind is racing. You got things, you know.
You're anxious. And that anxiety is preventing you from relaxing enough to go to sleep. So if Xanax can eliminate the anxiety, it allows you to just be your normal tired self, mm-hmm. and then you can sleep. You can dip into sleep. But yeah, like you said, when you don't take it frequently, it works well. Now, if I started taking it every day, eventually I would probably have to start upping the ante, which
Absolutely.
Is not what I want to do. Yeah. And the deeper you get into it, the harder it is to pull yourself out.
Sure.
So, you know, if I don't take Xanax, you know, tonight or whatever, like it may take me half an hour to fall asleep or whatever. But if I start taking Xanax for years and, you know, increasing that, then if I go off Xanax, I mean, I may be awake for 3 days.
Sure. And also, I think if you use it to sleep, it stops working as good because it's really not what it's made for.
I understand.
You know, but it works well for that. It's not really what it's made for.
Yeah, but who cares? I'm trying to think of an example of something, you know, whatever. Viagra was made for blood pressure, but it makes your dick hard.
Yeah.
So who cares? Doesn't matter. Maybe your butthole wasn't for sex. Maybe it's to make shits. But, you know, gay guys were like, hey, it's also really good for this. And straight people. And lummy. Hey, who cares? It doesn't matter. Just because it's not what it was used for doesn't mean you can't use it for a different purpose, is what I'm saying. So, okay, we're in gay sex. I'm going to talk about Denver. Go ahead.
But, like, and so people are like, oh, careful, it turns into one full bar, then two bars and all that. But, like, the thing is, we don't do it that often, so.
No, we do it very infrequently, and I am very afraid to create any sort of habit. But, yes, on my drive over here, I was thinking, like, if forget about Xanax, but just in general, if I could feel as good as I did today, every day, that's a fucking game changer for life.
You've never done Ambien, right?
No. I don't want to make any more racist tweets.
You would love Ambien.
Now, do you have to take more? Is that a benzodiazepine? Or that's actually
not.
That's for sleeping.
It's for sleeping. And so the difference is, too, you take a Xanax and, like, you can sleep longer on a Xanax.
Okay.
But you wake up and you're kind of groggy and you whatever. And this is general. This is all general stuff. So it doesn't, you know, it's not the same for everyone. I'm not saying that. Ambien, for the most part, you get like, most people seem to get like 7-ish hours of sleep, maybe 8. And you wake up and you're awake and it feels like you got the best 900 hours of sleep in your life and you're so ready to go.
Okay. So maybe, you know what?
Did I
instead
sell it
of salad reviews, I'm gonna be doing pill reviews. We're gonna do Xanax and then Ambien. What else do people take?
So
NyQuil.
Professionals.
Benadryl.
So a professional.
Can I do pill reviews?
Yes. So professionals take a little bit of Xanax and Ambien, and they'll get 10 to 12 hours of. Holy S, crazy good sleep.
Don't fuck with me. Now, how much, like, Ambien do you take? Like, not one. You. One what? One
I
pill?
Think I think it's like 10 milligrams. Yeah, one pill.
And then we took 0.5 Xanax, 0.5 milligrams of Xanax.
Right.
Because each bar is 2 milligrams.
And that's, two milligrams, by the way, is like.
A shit ton.
A lot, yeah. Like, they sell 0.25 full pills.
Okay. So the standard dose,
there isn't one.
Well, the standard, whatever, like a low end dose of Ambien is what? 10 milligrams?
Usually, like if you go to the doctor and you like, and they're like, you're like, oh, I have anxiety. I need just something. They'll prescribe you probably like a quarter to maybe a half. And that's how you take one as needed or, you know.
A quarter.
I'm sorry. Yeah. 0.25. A quarter.
You're
a
talking Xanax.
Yes.
I'm talking about Ambien now.
Oh, okay. I believe it's like 10.
10 milligrams?
I believe is like the standard single pill.
Get ready for some fucking pill reviews, buddies. That would be amazing. Because to be honest with you, I felt like a little groggy, but it's one of those things like once I get moving, I feel great. I don't, and you know, everybody knows like the sleepy feeling with your eyes where it's just, it's hard to keep it open, and it just, everything in your brain and your eyes just feel dry. Like coming over here, I just felt relaxed, at ease. I wasn't irritable, angry. Mm-hmm. I was like, we're going to have a great fucking day. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe a nice, you know, I'm thinking about working out. I'm thinking about like, oh, it's going to be so nice. I'm so excited for the weekend. It's Friday. Like all of these positive thoughts versus like my usual day. How the fuck am I going to get through this? I need a nap. Oh shit. I got all the stuff I got to do. Just a complete, forget about even like being tired, but just like the outlook you have on your life is completely opposite. You're, instead of trying to do damage control, you're like, I'm excited for mm-hmm. life.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, man. No, I've never taken Ambien before. My first experience with Ambien indirectly, watching other people do it, it wasn't good. I didn't have a lot of friends that fucked with pills when I was in college. Say, because that's obviously, you know, the first time you're seeing people doing different stuff and right. seeing it a lot. And I saw people, I heard people fucked with cocaine, a lot of weed and stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe ecstasy, a lot of shrooms. It was more of like a natural kind of vibe in my school. So like shrooms were big, weed was big, coke wasn't really big. Also, we were poor college kids. You can't really afford coke that mm-hmm. much. But pills were something I didn't really know that people even fucked with that much. Like I didn't know anybody that did it except for one girl named Megan. Her name was Megan, and she would come over and I'd be like, "What are you? Are you drunk?" Like in my mind, you were either sober or you were drunk or like high, but I didn't mm-hmm. know that there were other variations of feeling and being intoxicated until Megan came along. I'm like, "What are you taking?" She's like, "I'm on Ambien." And I'm like, "What?" Oh, is that Jesus. Like weed? Like I had no fucking clue what it was. And I remember, and she's like, "Oh, it's for sleeping." And I'm like, "Well, why don't you just let yourself go to sleep?" And she said, "If you can fight through to the other side, you get a really good buzz or something. Like if you can force yourself sure. to stay awake." But then I'm like, "Don't you just constantly want to go to sleep until you go to sleep?" She's like, "No, once you get past a certain point, you can, I guess you just feel really fucking good, but you're like not feeling like you need to go to bed immediately." Is that a thing that people do, like you it fight is. Through?
Yes, but like I also think that like for the most part you don't remember a lot of that.
Yes, I know that sleepwalking is some common.
A very common thing is sleep eating.
Sleep eating.
On Ambien is a very common thing.
Right. I did know that.
People will wake up and they'll be like,
make a full meal. And
they'll be like, "Where'd all my food go?" Or they'll like get in their car and they're like,
"Go to McDonald's."
No, they'll be like, the next morning they'll get in the car and they go, I just got gas yesterday. Why do I have a half a tank? And they go drive and they don't have no recollection of going anywhere.
Huh. Interesting. That's really, really bizarre. I wonder why that happens with Ambien. How suddenly you get the, like, your brain is awake, but kind of asleep at the mm-hmm. same time.
Mm-hmm.
It's very bizarre. But I didn't know that people got high by staying awake. She's like, "All you got to do is just fight through it." I'm like, I didn't understand the concept. I'm like, this is not adding up. But as I got older, I started to realize that, you know, pharmaceutical drugs sometimes are the funnest highs that people can have. I didn't know that. I was like, "Why are you taking medicine for fun? That doesn't make sense. Like, just do acid. Like, what is mm-hmm. your," and they're like, "No, idiot. Now I get it. Now I fucking get it." Now I don't do it to get high or anything. Like, I just want to feel good the next day. And I think I was texting Blitz during break. I'm like, "I feel amazing." "How mm-hmm. do you feel?" And you're like, "I feel great."
Yeah.
And especially because I've just been sleeping like shit all weekend, that once you get that good night of rest, man, you feel like a superhero. You feel amazing.
Yeah, and the difference is too, like, you know, me generally and you obviously, like, you take the minimum amount needed as least amount of times as needed yes. to do what you needed to do.
Yeah. I really try to treat it like a treat, like a piece of cheesecake. Mm-hmm. Where it's not something I do every day. It's not even something that I do on a somewhat regular basis. But every once in a while, you treat yourself.
Yeah.
And you just... And I feel like not all of it, but some of it certainly is placebo. Like, absolutely. I know it works.
Absolutely.
But taking something that you believe is going to help you helps it the effect even more. You know what I mean? Like, if I took something that I believed was going to help me relax and fall asleep, it will relax you and you will go to sleep. And then you go, oh, well, it's because of the thing. But they've done studies with this with, like, water pills or whatever. And they give people placebo stuff. And sometimes the effect is the same because people really fucking believe it's going to work.
Sure.
So there's a little bit of that, but it does actually work. And I know everybody has, like, their, like, Bubba has his terms for, you know, when fuzzy time and whatever. But, like, I call it the wave. So when I take a quarter Xan, obviously it doesn't hit you right away.
Right.
It, for me, it's about 20, 25 minutes on average. But there's, like, this wave of just, like, peace and calm.
Yep.
And I call it the wave. And I go, oh, it's here. It's knocking at the door. Now, it in.
Here's the thing.
And then I'm out.
A lot of people walk around all day like that. Because they wake up and pop a couple of Xans. And
I don't know how they would, how you would start your day with a Xanax.
Because it doesn't.
If you're super anxious.
If you
I guess.
Don't let it, it doesn't make you go to sleep.
Okay. But obviously, because we're taking it at night, we're already tired.
Of course.
But because maybe someone, me or him or whatever, is a little anxious or you're worried about not going to sleep, it can help you relax to the point where you just naturally falls.
Well, that wave feeling of like, imagine feeling that all day long.
Well,
just,
I've just
that part.
But that is the right before the point of passing out. Like, I'm out within, I would say, like 2 minutes tops. When I feel that feeling, I go, it's here. And then I just let it engulf me.
Sure.
And I just leave it up to the gods. It's a beautiful thing. 813-90 Bubba, should we take a baby break? For editing purposes, and we'll be right back.
Perfect.
All right, sounds good. All right, we are back. Thank you for your patience. If you'd like to call in 813-90-BUBBA, if you'd like to give us a review of your benzodiazepines, anti-anxiety, or sleeping medication, we would love to hear it.
Only if you're legally prescribed like we both are.
Yes, we're both legally prescribed. So, yeah, only that. Thank you. Or if you have your, what they call your green card. You know what I mean? If you got a license to get some weed, maybe from Trulieve, the good shit.
I heard in Denver, you don't need a license. You just go get weed.
That's what I heard, that it is recreational, which will be nice. And I'm Florida, what would you say? Over under 4 years from now, you think it'll be recreational?
Yeah, probably.
Everybody's going to be recreational.
It needs to be federally. Jesus.
I know. It's annoying. It's annoying as fuck.
Hey, if anyone lives in Denver and has got any good tips on like where to go, as far as like weed places or like cool things,
dispensaries.
To go see.
Sure. Well, we'd like to hear your recommendations, but nothing too crazy, nothing too far. But yeah, local dispensaries. We definitely need to do a check in and see what Denver has to offer.
There's some, like, I'm looking at their websites. There's some of these. It's like online using like weed maps and stuff, and it's like, dude, this is like $60 for an ounce.
I don't know what the going rate. People are calling in. They want to tell us about their experiences with whatever they had. You know, Bubba has the chicken sandwich. I want sleeping pills. Hello, who's this?
Hey, it's John from Trinity. How are you doing?
Hi, John from Trinity. What's up?
Hey, I got information on both. I'm from Colorado, and I took a little bit of advice on the chicken and the mentals from Seth.
Oh, beautiful.
All right.
So on the benzos, I quit caffeine because I'm a hyper dude. So I quit caffeine about 2.5 years ago. So no caffeine. And so was having trouble sleeping. I hate Ambien because I'm pacing the floors in 3 hours, right? So I got Xanax from the prescribed, no problem.
Yep.
Well, if I didn't have the Xanax, I was feeling like the coffee the way I was feeling. I was like, hey, I feel like shit. I got a headache and all this.
Sure.
So anyways, listening to Seth with the chicken and the mentals, I said, hey, what about Klonopin? She says, we got four kinds. We got 0.5, 1.0, 1.5, and 2.0. I start the 1.0, but I've been at the 2.0 for a year and a half. And I take one if I'm just needing to sleep, and I wake up great. And if I really need to sleep, like right away, I'll take two. But the K-Pen is something you might want to look into.
So it acts different for you than Xanax?
Very much so. I don't get a headache the next day. I wake up real clear. I can walk the dog in the morning. And you know how it is. You're either racing or you just can't sleep. And damn it, you need 6 hours.
Right.
Clock's just a ticking. Second of all, I'm from Colorado.
Look at this. Double whammy.
And I used to teach at Palm Harbor Middle. And Chris, you were talking the other day about boat accidents and stuff, and I thought of a really horrible one that happened involving some people from our school. Is that about how old you are? Do you remember when that happened out at Fine Island? Canton Island, out by Coachman. Anyways, there was a bad accident, and I thought that was around for some people from around that age. Anyway, so I'm from north of there in Loveland.
Okay.
And one of the nicest day trips is it's about 50 miles north of Denver. We're in a car, get on I-25, and look for Loveland. Not Loveland Pass, because that's where Eisenhower Tunnel is up on I-70 where you go skiing. But this is just Boulder, Longmont, Loveland. Anyways, you take Highway 34. That's the key, 34. And you're going to go right by my house where I live and go into the canyon. It's called the Narrows, going towards Estes Park, heading west up in the north.
Oh, yeah, we're going to go to Estes Park.
Okay, you go straight there from Loveland, go through Loveland Highway 34. There's only one way to get there, through the Big Thompson Canyon.
Yep.
And when you get up to Estes, the first thing you're going to see straight ahead in the distance is Rocky Mountain National Park.
Right.
Right, first thing on your right, over this little hill, it opens up, and wow, there's Estes. And there is the Stanley Hotel, which from the outside doesn't look like anything.
The big hotel inside. In Estes, that one?
Yeah, it doesn't look like anything on the outside familiar, but the inside is Red Rum, Red Rum.
Okay.
And they have a Sunday brunch there too, but you know, it's okay.
Yeah, no, I saw that.
Hit Rocky Mountain National Park, and yeah, if you do it on a Sunday, you could do the brunch in the Stanley Hotel and get some pictures of do some content walking around the halls going Red Rum, Red Rum, Red Rum.
How far is Red Rocks? Not that we're going to go, but just out of curiosity, because I've heard so many incredible things. And where's Red? Is it Red Rock or Red Rocks? Red Rock?
Red Rock.
Amphitheater?
Amphitheater in Morrison, and that's just west of Denver. So when you head up in the mountains, you go west. So
yeah.
Depending on what part of Denver you're in, you head west on I-70.
Okay.
And it's before a place called Idaho Springs, which is actually a really cool little town, too. But it's before all the ski areas. It's a cute little quaint town
right.
on
okay,
I-70.
Okay, I see where
so how far is it drive-wise from, like, the heart of Denver?
35 minutes.
Oh, that's not bad.
Minutes.
Okay.
But traffic's bad now, you know. And I moved down here before the Rockies and before gambling and before they moved the Six Flags to downtown and before the Avalanche hockey and before the week. So it's like Colorado blew up after I left.
Of course,
but anyway,
right?
So I hope you guys have a good time. Were you flying Frontier? Oh, I don't think it's specific. Did you fly straight into Denver?
I'm going to take my private jet.
There you go, right.
Yeah. We're doing direct only. Direct Willie's only there and back.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Because
we
don't
hate
ourselves. Oh, yes.
And you're going to have a car, so just zip around.
Yeah, it's going to be wonderful. I'm very, very excited about it.
Take some cool pictures.
We will.
Maybe even take that, you know, the tripod deal?
Selfie stick?
That's your nickname for your boyfriend. your selfie stick, and you'll put it up and take a couple pictures in the hills, and you'll love it.
We will. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you so much, sir. Appreciate you.
Enjoy, you new lovers.
All right. Thank you. Hello, who's this?
Emilio. How y'all doing?
Emilio, what's up?
Hey, Anna and Blitz, I want to say congratulations. Anna, you sound so much happier.
Oh, thank you. I owe everything to Blitz's penis. There's no way I could have done this on my own. I'm useless and helpless.
I would like to say I'm glad you realize that.
That's excellent.
Love him.
Hey, that guy stole some of my thunder. I've been to Denver multiple times for reggae and Red Rock.
Yep.
Okay.
We have,
who did you see there, by the way?
Steel Pulse to Stick Figure to all my favorite reggae guys.
Okay, so no one.
Oh, reggae. I'm like, who the fuck? What the fuck? Okay, right. Oh, reggae. Yeah, that reggae. Makes sense. That makes sense. So you were higher than a kite. I get it.
Yeah. And if you can't make it, I don't know what kind of music they're playing that weekend you're there. If you can go to a concert, but you can go there and hike it. And it's the ultimate Stairmaster. It'll blow your mind. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, we're definitely not going to make it this time, but that doesn't mean that we won't go back and go to a concert or visit people or go hiking again.
We actually had all these things planned, but we're going to hang out with Anna's friends every day.
Shut up!
What?
It's making me feel like shit.
Downtown Denver is incredible.
It is?
Blast.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
That's where we're staying, basically.
Yeah, yeah. So we definitely want to explore the city as well.
Yeah, the bars and restaurant hopping, and you can smoke weed.
freely.
Street, yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah,
it's
cool.
You're gonna
it's
have
a brand new world for us. We're excited about it.
We'll have a great time and enjoy.
All right. Thank you, sir. Have a good one. Appreciate you. 813-90 Bubba. I did kind of want to touch on this a little bit. And again, this was something that I kind of ran by Blitz before we went on air. But we did go to a wedding last weekend, and it was very cute.
It wasn't a wedding, because everyone's like, "Oh, Blitz, you didn't dress up enough for a wedding."
No,
it wasn't
okay.
a wedding.
Yeah, and even if it was the wedding, that's how people were dressed. Like I saw pictures of the actual ceremony, and it was like in a plant nursery. Like it was really fucking low key. Yeah. They're low key people, and I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
The bride was not a bridezilla. She just wanted some chill. The first celebration, they had like a food truck. So, I mean, it was just like a chilled environment with chilled people. They did their own thing. I'm pretty sure they were the ones that paid for everything. So, you know, not that they wanted a big budget thing, but it was just low key, easygoing, and I like that sort of shit. So, the first night I went with my girlfriend as my date. And then the second night I brought Blitz.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, I mean, I'll say where it is now. It was the Ybor Museum State Park thing.
Yeah.
Really cute.
Weird name, but...
Yes, and to be honest, I owe Ybor an apology because I have completely written off Ybor. The first time I went to Ybor, I'm like, oh, this is grimy as hell. And then I went a few more times and I go, I hate this place. Now, I go sometimes when there's like events or, you know, my friends will be like, we're meeting here. And I'm like, oh, fuck. Well, I hope we make it to Soho or, you know, back to Tampa at some point, mm-hmm. Tampa proper. But... when they told me they were doing all this wedding stuff in Ybor, I kind of was like, all right, because they live in Ybor. Well, guess what? There's actually some really cute, nice, quaint parts of Ybor, and I didn't know that because I was being a snob. Mm-hmm. I had thrown the baby out with the bathwater. I have really only experienced, is it 7th Street?
7th Avenue, I think.
7th Avenue. I'd really only experienced 7th Avenue, the main drag of debauchery, and I went, fuck this. I hate this whole place. And we were probably like one or two streets over from that, and there's like a park. There's like a little museum. It was like nice. One of the highlights of the evening was when they were trying, or the groom was trying to give a heartfelt speech, and you just had these fucking cocks going. There were all these cocks, these roosters running around, and it was funnier than hell. Like, first off, the mic was too low, and then you have these birds that are loud as fuck that are just like quacking and walking around, roostering around. So that was kind of interesting. And it was funny because he was like, I wanted my friends and family to get a taste of Ybor, and it's like all these fucking roosters everywhere. Mm-hmm. It was funny. So, we're there that night. It's beautiful. It's outside. Mm-hmm. Thank God it didn't rain because I don't know what they would have done.
The weather was perfect.
Didn't sound like there was a plan B. There were trees, like obviously over the park, and then they had just like stringed lights. It was just like really romantic and sweet and mm-hmm. nice and low key. There was probably the only thing that I would have changed if it was my wedding, which it wasn't my wedding. I probably would have said XA on the mariachi band A.
What's wrong with the mariachi band?
Listen, I'm pretty good at like matching vibes, like this music with this environment, this ambiance with this backdrop. And when you have just like a chilled, you know, environment and ambiance, and people are just kind of drinking wine and talking, you know, softly. And then you have, and then you're just like, are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, so, I wanted a chimichanga all night.
I was just, when I was speaking to Blitz on a bench and we were about 6 inches apart and I can't hear him, that's a little bit of a problem.
Si, senor.
It was loud as fuck. But that was the only thing.
They were good. I mean, like, I will say, they were good.
Of course they were good.
Yeah, they were really good.
I just, that, to me, it just didn't match. Like, maybe if they, what I could have seen was if they maybe had, like, a couple guys on, like, a ukulele softly playing Hawaiian music in the background. Okay. That would have been more of a vibe.
You wanted, like, a harp player or something?
Yeah, some harp player would have been lovely. Maybe a cello player. Or maybe even if a guy on just a ukulele, a couple guys, and they're just talking, doing, like, some Hawaiian music. Because there was a tinge of Hawaiian-ness. Because the bride was originally, she was adopted, but she was from Hawaii. So, I mean, like, that would have been a good...
Hang on a second.
So that's pretty accurate.
That was the best video I took from there.
Right. And it was... It was just, maybe if we could have just toned down the volume a little, but it was just really, really loud. So when you're just trying to have like nice, quiet conversation with people and then you have that just like blasting in the background, it can just, it becomes, you don't want to be competing with the music. You want the music to complement the experience. And I just felt like it was a little bit of a competition, like I'm trying to scream over these guys. But that's the only thing I would have changed. Other than that, it was beautiful. And I did want to bring up one interesting thing that had a nice little twist about a week later, but I'm sitting and now because I've, you know, since I've been dating Blitz and especially in the last like month, I would say.
Since you enrolled in UT?
Yes. I've been very, what's the word? Not knowledgeable, but I've become very aware of planes. Every time I see a plane, I say, plane!
Like a three-year-old.
Yes, I go, plane! And other things that have changed
I'm
since
like,
I...
No, Anna, that's a helicopter.
...started working here is I go, look at those jobber car lifts. I was riding with Blitz one time, and I go, look at those fucking car lifts. And I go, oh my God, what the fuck did I just say? Look at those car lifts. I've never noticed a car lift in my life. Or a scissor lift. I'm like, oh, Sunbelt Rentals. Why am I noticing Sunbelt Rentals now? That's annoying. So I've been very aware of planes. Now I like look up and I, obviously I don't know if it's like a F-245, 150, who cares? But I go, oh, Delta. Oh, so you know what? I'm just like more aware of it. So we're sitting and I notice that there is a plane with lights on it. And it doesn't occur to me because I have an astigmatism that the lights are actually words. Words. And apparently... This was part of a proposal that we were unaware of.
So there's some planes that have, like the old school blimps, they used to have like the words that scrolled on them at night. Well, now they have a plane and it's from one wingtip to the other and it's like a little LED message board. And it scrolls words and they can program it to say whatever.
Right. So because I'm blind, I'm like, oh, lights on the plane. And he goes, no, those are words. But I don't think you could... see what the word said.
I could see that because just with all the trees and everything, I couldn't read it. I know what it was. I could see that it was words. I just couldn't read it.
Well, it was a proposal. Will you marry me? There was a little bit of a twist a week later. Would you like to explain the twist?
So I'm on the Facebooks, which I don't get on
too often.
Like very rarely anymore, ever. And I was kind of scrolling and my brother's girlfriend was like, hey, something about an engagement, and they were at the Kenny Chesney concert, because I guess that plane flew over the Kenny Chesney concert with this proposal. Well, they had a picture and a video on her Facebook of it, and like a whole bunch of comments saying congratulations.
Well, what
because
happened?
The person's name was the same name as my girlfriend. It said, will you marry me, whatever.
Oh, his girlfriend.
Yeah. My brother's girlfriend.
Yeah. You said my girlfriend.
Oh, well,
that's not my name.
Well, it was on my brother's Facebook. But yeah. So I'm like, oh, wow. I guess my brother got engaged. Now, he's been with this chick for a few years. So, okay.
Now, it was her post that she tagged him in.
I saw it.
Gotcha.
And like, it was late at night one night. And I kind of looked and I was like, oh, wow. And like, I saw a whole bunch of congratulations comments. And I closed it. And then like, a day or two later, I told you, like, hey, remember that plane we saw?
You're like, yeah.
I was like, I think my brother hired that plane to, like, propose to his girlfriend. He's like, really?
I was like, no fucking way. But then we go back to your house, and you do more investigative research.
I need to call my brother and find out, like...
And I'm like, yeah, what the fuck? It's been 48 hours. Like, I can't even imagine that happening in my family.
I was like, number one, like, say, hey, congratulations. But two, like, what the fuck?
And, yeah, well, I didn't know about this.
Yeah. So... I look on Facebook and I guess the updated posts say, oh no, it wasn't for us. We just, you know, just happened to be the same name. And I guess she turned to him and said like, hey, what does it say? And he read it aloud and immediately said, that's not for me. Like he kind of freaked out.
Which is always what you want to hear when you're like looking to get engaged.
Yeah.
That's not for you, sweetheart. Don't get any ideas.
Right.
So that was just kind of an interesting twist to the whole thing.
It ended up not being for them.
Right. Now, if that had happened to me and we were in that situation, not that I use Facebook at all, but let's pretend that I did, or I used any social media, I certainly would not post even a joke about that, because I feel like that kind of jobs me out. Be like, oh, we got engaged. No, we didn't. And it's like, what kind of message are you trying to say? I don't know. I just probably wouldn't do it. But I am excited to meet these people tomorrow. So I should not go up to her and congratulate her on the engagement. Is that not what I should do?
I don't care. I think it'd be funny. let me get the camera out first.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Roll tape on that. So, that's a little twist to what happened.
Yeah.
But I did really like the way that my friends did the wedding. I do have other friends that are actually one of my dearest friends ever, and I think I say this to you every now and again, where I'll just be like, I love so and so, who's like my best girlfriend here.
You might have.
I do that all the time. She's not listening, but if she was. So she's actually getting married today in Vegas, and I know that she is busy doing Vegas type stuff, but you know, if she is listening, I love you so much. You know that I do.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I think that's awesome.
She's cool. I met her a few times.
She's so freaking cool.
Yeah, she's real cool.
She really is like the big sister I never had. You know, the older sister, I should say. She's tiny. She's a tiny human being, but the older sister. And it's so nice to have somebody that you can go to and I'll be like, dude, I'm a fucking weirdo. Like, I've been doing this or I've been feeling this way. And she's like, pff. She's like, please. Like, I figured this out in therapy 5 years ago. Like, you're totally fine. Like, to normalize anything that you feel weird about. And then not only does it make me feel better, but it makes me love her even more. Because I'm like, fuck. She's making me feel better. She's not making me feel like a fucking weirdo. She gets it. She's like such a kind-hearted person. But we also, you know, between her and I, we can have, so you yuck it up and be like, and we are a locked box. Like, anything I've told her is never gotten out. Anything she's told me has never gotten out. So it's nice to have those close relationships with people that you can vent to, talk to pretty much anything about. And you know what's so great about her situation and where I'm at in my life is like, she's got two kids, like, you know, one's like a baby and the other one is like 11 or 12. And you would think that, you know, me being someone who doesn't have children and her having two, it'd be really hard to, you know, have a life together, but we can do that very easily.
Sure.
Because I'm not trying to do crazy things anymore. And every once in a while, she gives the kids to her husband as of later today, fiance till about what, 5 p.m. Eastern time or what, Pacific time. And, you know, we'll go and have a girls' day and it's really nice. And we have a few drinks and we have a good time and it's just awesome. So.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I love that. And I love her. And I love having girlfriends, which is so nice because I really used to not be like one of the, like a guy's girl or anything like that. But I do get along with guys.
Sure.
Like I definitely, like when we went even to like the Diaco Easter and there was a moment where like I thought maybe I would have to be, you know, be with the ladies or go with you to the carriage house and hang out with the guys. I was like, well, I mean, I know that I'm here because of the guys.
Yeah,
I work with Dan and Jay and Blitz is my boyfriend. Like, I don't really want to hang, like, I want to go hang out with them.
Yeah, that was cool.
So, and I feel like, not that I'm trying to be one of the guys or anything, I'm definitely not, but, you know, I just, I think I'm pretty chill in that way, and I've always gotten along with guys, but as of recently, I would say within, pretty much since I started working in radio, I've really tried to prioritize my female relationships just because I work only with guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when I was at the Bone, and I mean, I was the only girl that worked like on my show ever, obviously, but I didn't, when I did a show one time with like JoJo and Monica, like it was like a one-off like Migs and Swigs fill-in shit, and I did a show with two other women, like I didn't know how to act right. Like, I'm like, yeah, my balls. I'm like, you know, what are you, like, I didn't even know how to be a woman anymore. And I'm like, I don't even know how to fucking act right. And then it occurred to me at that moment, I'm like, I need, like, more girlfriends or to be around women because it's just, it brings out a different side of you. And it's just kind of nice to be like, I'm a baker. Like, I mean, I do that on the show, but.
But yeah.
You know. So that's what I have to say.
By the way,
about
so
that.
I want to say thanks, too. There's a bunch of people in chat who've been saying, they've been saying, like, hey, you know, you don't smoke and drive and do this and that, and you can go here and like. So they gave me some good advice. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, thank
you
for.
I didn't call
them
all, but thank you guys. I've been reading it.
Thank you. I've been thinking recently about, because you know sometimes I think about, and Bubba will pose the question like, if you didn't do radio, what would you be doing? Oh, you'd be like a barista or something. Hopefully not. But if I didn't go into radio and I had the same interests that I have now,
mm-hmm.
as I did, say, in college, I probably would be working for or trying to be in the CIA. I think I'm obsessed with it.
Yeah.
I think I'm obsessed with wanting to be in the CIA. Okay. I want to be, I like being in a small circle of intelligence. That is something that really gets me going. Mm-hmm. When I know secrets that most people don't know, I like that feeling.
Yep.
Not that, obviously, I would never be tapped to be in Skull and Bones, because A, I'm not a guy, the boys club, and B, I didn't go to Yale.
Mm-hmm.
But I would have loved to have been, not just in any fraternity, but in a Skull and Bones type fraternity, like a Illuminati type of thing. I can't go to Bohemian Grove, obviously, but I like secret societies. And I think the closest thing I could get to secrets, and secrets that are like, if you spill them, you get exiled, like, or you have to run for your life, like Edward Snowden, whatever. I think that that would have been the job for me. Again, obviously, it's kind of hard to make a transition from radio to CIA. Not saying I'm going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But if I were to think about like 15 years ago and I was kind of starting over, obviously, I would pursue radio. But if that was not an option, it would probably either be maybe a dermatologist so I could pop pimples, because I would want to do pimple popping for my career. Although I think maybe it would kind of remove the joy if it was always.
It would, yeah.
You know, because I just love it so much. Or be in the CIA. And again, I don't really know too much about the different departments of the CIA. I've been kind of looking into that. Because obviously there's like a secretary, and she's, or he, is in the CIA. But then there's like high level, you know, obviously the director or something like that involved in the CIA. And I feel like I would be especially good at espionage because I look a little ethnic. You know, I feel like maybe I would have to learn a different language or something like that, you know, just to be more valuable to the team.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like maybe looking not like your typical, you know, when people think of what a typical American looks like, it's probably not my face.
Right.
So, you know.
And especially after you get a little bit of sun, like you get, you go in the sun for a couple hours for two or three days in a row and.
I let the hair down. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm straight from. Who knows where people are? They're like, are you Mexican? Are you Italian? Are you, Afghani, Persian? I'm the face of many nations. Mm-hmm. Never really gotten like Korean. Never gotten that. I always throw people off when I go, I'm half African American. Oh, right.
Right. But that's actually true.
It is true. It's factual and truthful, but it, you know, there's white people in Africa. People don't like to hear about that, but there are. So, mm-hmm. But lately I've been just not only involved, you know, trying to learn more about the history of the CIA and all the secrets they've kept from us and all the dirty things that they've done. And I think that's what it is. I'm like, can you believe these motherfuckers? But deep down, not even deep down, right above surface level, I desperately want to be in the CIA.
Okay.
Desperately. And I was listening to this guy yesterday, actually, on the Concrete podcast, who was a spy for the CIA. And I wanted to ask him questions like, how long after you leave the CIA can you start telling people you were in the CIA? Because I think, like, if you're in the FBI, I've known people who've worked in the FBI, and while they're working in the FBI, they cannot tell people that they're in the FBI. Hmm. And I think you have to wait a certain amount of years before you can even disclose to anybody that you worked for the FBI. So I don't know how that works. Like, you have to lie to, you know, the people around you. Like, what do you do when you're trying to, you know, register your car or whatever? Like, how do you, just when people ask you about your occupation or whatever, how does that work? The guy that I was watching on the podcast was also talking about, and this is a little, you know, this is sad, but who cares? You know, he said a certain percentage of the people that work there, being in the CIA, ruins their life. It ruins their family because
sure.
they go so undercover that they can't tell their wives or their children or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So the family, you know, when they find out, they realize that they've just been lied to their whole life or for a large portion of it. And that's obviously not good when it comes to trust. But there's certain things that you're sworn to secrecy, especially if you're very ambitious in the CIA. And you're obviously, they have different levels and different jobs, of course. And probably the more vital it is for you to keep your mouth shut, you can't even tell the people closest to you. So I think I'm fascinated by it. I love the idea of like being part of intelligence. I'm so angry at my father, who was asked to be part of the Mossad, who could have worked alongside, you know, luminaries like Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah, he could have fucking kids.
Robert Maxwell. Hold on there, buddy. Don't jump to that conclusion.
Oh.
But he could have been friends with these people. But instead he said, no. You know who ruined it? Me. Because I was just born, a little baby. I was a little baby.
You've ruined a lot of stuff.
I have. My dad's like, you know, I just had this fucking kid. I don't know if it's good for me to go to Germany to hunt down people, and I think the verb they used was eliminate. We need you to go eliminate people, because my dad was living in Israel, had spoke English like he was from South Africa, and had an American wife who spoke English like an American, obviously. So they didn't have Israeli accents, so it would have been a really good cover mm-hmm. for them to go and get people and eliminate them. So I think that is also like, dad, what the fuck? Like, we could have been an intelligence family. You could have been my Robert. I could have been your Ghislaine. But no.
How are you going to feel in like 10 years when he tells you that he actually was, but he couldn't tell you until now?
That's a good way to ruin a relationship, I'll tell you that much. You're not my dad. Get the fuck out. Just kidding. I love you, dad. But I do really, I mean, that sucks. I mean, it's great that you weren't, because that's obviously a really dangerous position to go and you know, be sent to a different country to go kill people,
mm-hmm.
but it's also really badass and really cool. And I just think that being in the intelligence community is so awesome, and I desperately want to be part of the CIA. I wonder if I could do it, like, you know, in maybe like 20 years or something, and just be like some old bitch that just, you know, goes around the country or the world and finds out secrets and gets secrets. And
why
doesn't
you gotta wait 20 years?
I don't know. I really
You're
like
an
doing
old bitch
this.
Now.
I know. I'm old, and I'm about to get older in 1 week, which sucks, because 35, if you look at any sort of, like, demographic, it's always like, ooh, you know, below 35, but once you get 35, it's like this invisible line in the sand, and then you're, like, middle-aged.
Mm-hmm.
It's disgusting, but yeah. It is what it is.
It's disgusting.
It's disgusting. I hate it, but listen, I can't do anything about it, so I'm just going to keep on keeping on, okay? That's all I can do, is just keep on keeping on. And play the song, get the fuck out. Thank you guys for listening to me ramble.
Have a great weekend,
Thank you to my spouse,
Absolutely.
Blitz. I feel like
thank you.
This is where everyone claps and you bow,
mm-hmm.
you know. Thank you to everybody listening. I hope you have a fantastic weekend. Be safe. Don't do too many drugs. Or if
Bye,
you do,
OFF.
Don't drive. Love you, OFF. She's one of my girlfriends. She's my girlfriend here. My best girlfriend here. I love you so much. I will see you guys on Monday. I'm excited for this weekend. I'm going to meet Blitz's family, if you're just tuning in.
We got pizza.
We're going to have pizza. And it's going to be a good time. I will congratulate your brother's girlfriend on the engagement, which is really exciting. Congrats to him and his family.
Yep.
And we'll see you on the other side. Have a fantastic weekend. We'll see you soon. Bye.